9, Pek of Kilayim, Mishne Hei, continuing our lachos of Shabbos, Moich Iksus, Moichim Kedalkim, Bavad Shalachavnu, Bechama, Bnei Achama, Bechshav Bnei Hakshamim. People that are selling garments, even if the garments of Kilayim, which is, I guess, planning to sell to Goyim, or the Jews will take out the Kilayim, but in any event, now that he has his garment of Kilayim, he's allowed to sell them, and he's allowed to put them on top of put them on his shoulders or whatever, as long as he's not intending to have hanor from them to protect him from the sun or from the rain. Now, there's different ways to understand this Mishnah. The way the Mishnah understood the Rambam is it's only permitted if he's not actually wearing it. But if he actually wears a garment, even though his intent is not for the case of wearing it, just to carry it around with him, it is prohibited. It's only if it's folded up on his shoulders. There are other opinions that are more lenient. There are more brings opinions that are more lenient. Yet as long as his intention is not for wearing it, even if he's actually wearing it, as long as he doesn't have enough from it, because there's enough garments without it, it's also permitted. Yeah. Lachatchila, one should be machmir. When going to stores trying on suits, we generally are more lenient in this because we're not sure if it's shatness at all. So in such a case, we rely on the oilean opinions that one could actually wear it since his intent is not for the hanoah, just to see if it fits him. That's Nui Mashil Makil. The people that were more tsanua, more careful, that he saw him, they wouldn't even carry these begadim on their shoulders. They'd put it on a stick or a rod, and they would have the rod on their shoulders and without the big day climb touching them at all.